Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
This week, the voice of the Arctic Inupiat President, Nugarik Harcharik, will join a delegation of elected North Slope Inupiat leaders in Washington, D.C. to advocate for consistent engagement, including consultation by the federal government on all matters regarding their people and ancestral homelands. This visit coincides with Native American Heritage Month and will also mark International Inuit Day on November 7th. The delegation's visits follows the Department of the Interior's announcement of unprecedented actions in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska and the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve on September 6th. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The KPB Assembly passes a new invocation resolution. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed a resolution to amend its invocation policy at its most recent meeting on Tuesday, November 7th. According to the resolution, the amended policy would ensure that only chaplains with the borough's fire and emergency service areas would be eligible to offer the invocation. Initially, the resolution was on the meeting's consent agenda, meaning the entire assembly had previously agreed to approve the agenda item, and the resolution will be passed without a public hearing. However, the resolution was pulled from the consent agenda after multiple dissenting voices spoke out during public testimony. Soldotna City Council member Chera Wackler was one of those who took to the podium to speak out against the resolution.
Do we have an extra $120,000 to do this again? If you cannot in good conscience tell me and the 60,000 other borough residents that your intent with this resolution to change the invocation policy is not primarily to exclude certain religions from participating in this activity, then go for it. But if you know that there are certain members of this body who will use this as a limiting strategy, know that it will end up costing the borough taxpayers money that could be put to much better use.
In response, Borough Mayor Peter Michicki, Assembly Vice President Tyson Cox, and Assemblymember Kelly Cooper all shared why they chose to sponsor the resolution and why they believed it was important to the efficiency and function of the Borough Assembly.
The invocation is about clearing your mind for the business ahead, the business for 60,000 people out there. It's not about the egos sitting here. It's about putting all that aside, focusing on what's best for all of them,
said Mayor Michicki. Tyson Cox emphasized the technical purpose of the invocation.
It's for us to have a time to then prepare ourselves for the decisions that we have to make during the day and during this evening.
Once all the public testimony had been given and the assembly had had its own hearing, the resolution passed by a unanimous vote. For more, visit this article at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Going once, going twice, sold to the woman in red. That's right, the annual gala and auction for the 2023 Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula took place this past Saturday, and the event was thrilling. This year's theme was the greatest adventure. Some individuals were dressed to the nines, and others were suited up in their finest Indiana Jones gear. Some of the sponsors at this year's event included the Hillcorp Energy Company, Marathon Petroleum, J&R Alaska Fish Sales, and almost 20 others. But despite the outfits and the sponsors, there was one thing in common among everyone. They were ready to bid, and they were more eager to buy. According to Mayor Peter Michicki, this event was created to help raise money for the Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula. There were silent auctions, live bidding, split the pot, and games to get the whole crowd excited to help raise money for the club. Overall, Michicki is pleased with how successful this year's gala was. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Thursday.